Taylor, let's catch up because you are about as excited as I was last year at this time. Through the divisional weekend, staring at a championship appearance. I mean, we will get to Mahomes because I think we kind of owe the world an apology, I think, on the Chiefs and Mahomes.
Always say, here come the Chiefs, like when it matters most in December and January. We know that they're going to turn it on.
I want to quickly say, I want to give us the opportunity to say something about the Ravens, but I guess we'll jump into the Chiefs quickly first. You and I went quickly through three of the four divisional games in making predictions last week. I could not be convinced of anything other than seeing the Packers, the Bucs, and the Texans losing their next game. I just thought, based on the opponents, I just thought if you had asked the Lions, the Ravens, and the Niners for who, you know, of the teams that were in the playoffs, who they'd want to play if there was a perfect scenario, I just think they all would have chosen those opponents. You know, it took such an interesting math equation for that to be what it was. And it certainly didn't play out exactly that way.
I love what the Packers did in this game that nobody thought was going to be close, remotely close. They played phenomenal, or just the 49ers certainly did not play their best game, but more so credit to the Packers for playing great.
And credit to LaFleur, credit to Aaron Jones, credit to Jordan Love. I mean, Aaron Jones has had – what kind of a run has Aaron Jones been on to do that to the 49ers defense?
In charge of it all is Matt LaFleur, who in a weird way, this is kind of a not an FU because I think they're on good terms, but to Aaron Rodgers. The Packers system and the Packers, the lack of Packers receivers, the lack of Packers players and weapons that prohibited him from getting to the next level.
But I said to you many times, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers wouldn't want to stay with Matt LaFleur, who got him 13 wins in the first season together, 13 wins in the second season together. I just felt like they were on such a path towards greatness. And for LaFleur to do this with Jordan Love, and I know certainly LaFleur doesn't want to see the 49ers in the playoffs anymore. That's definitely been kryptonite there. But that was an impressive Packers team. You're right to give credit there. I also want to say this much about Baker Mayfield. You know, Baker and what the Bucs did, Taylor, you know, you go back to that draft class. And of course, that draft class is going to be remembered for two guys we're going to talk about, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, of course, right? But remember, the top of that draft class at the time was all about Baker. By the way, Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold. Remember that? And so to think now, that Baker in his tumultuous.
I'm the biggest Baker fan, though. I really have. I think that he had some growing up to do, but I also loved the edge and the confidence that he had and kind of the chip on his shoulder. And he still has it. He's just kind of mellowed out, certainly taken, you know, a confidence, a reality check in terms of where he is.
Look, to be there, to be considered, you know, the Browns franchise quarterback and to then end up, you know, in the long journey that took him, that long journey that took him to be the Rams quarterback in that incredible comeback against the Raiders a season ago. And then to do this with the Bucs, you know, credit to him. But, you know, look, two playoff wins for Baker in his career that are both really impressive victories. And then
so interesting to see what the Bucs do this offseason. Do they pay him?
Certainly, they'd have to think that they've got something going on there with Bowles and, of course, what Evans did. And by the way, you're going to have to pay Mike Evans, clearly, also with the season that he had. But Taylor, let's quickly go to something else. 10-10 halftime, Ravens and Texans in a game that, by the way, the Texans should have been up 13-10 in that game, right? The missed kick. I'm going to say, you know, considering the circumstance.
From the three, I was thinking, gosh, it's going to be awful if they go up 17-10 right here. And then I pulled them to three and then, of course, got lucky with the missed field goal.
Let's just say this, though. Is there a more impressive, when you consider the circumstances, half of football than what the Ravens just put on the Texans? You know, that was, I mean, to hold the Texans with, first of all, no offensive touchdowns for the game. And then, of course, what they did to them in the second half specifically, that was meticulous.
It was. They played a phenomenal game. The fact that the Texans were even in that game after one season with C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, Will Anderson, we knew that they were going to be good, but nobody thought that they were going to be as good as they were as quickly as they were.
Yeah. So credit to them. But I also thought what the Ravens did in that second half.
For the first Ravens, game in the future.
What the Ravens did in that second half, Taylor, was.
It was impressive. It was
breathtaking, really. I mean, it was damn near perfect. And it just goes to show you now that anything is possible for this Ravens team. But before we go to the predictions on the conference championship round, we had a dilemma last week. We went through the games real quick. We chose winners straight up. We were quick to say we were going to see the Niners move on. We were going to see the Lions move on. We were going to see the Ravens move on. And then we, you know, obviously we took some time to look at that Bills and Chiefs game. And both of us thought, you know what? This is the year. This is the team. It's going to happen. And the Bills are actually going to beat the Chiefs. And I even said, all right, Taylor, are we sure that neither one of us is going to take the Chiefs? Are we comfortable with neither one of us saying the Chiefs are going to be in the conference championship? And somehow we both did it. We both said, all right, yeah, that's fine. We're okay saying that the Bills this season, this team, are going to beat the Chiefs this time. This time it was going to happen. We were so convinced, Taylor, that this time it was going to happen. This time, this Bills team was going to beat the Chiefs, and yet, what happened, Taylor?
So, disclosure, I lost internet for the last minute, but it looks like you kept talking that whole time and didn't even notice that I wasn't there, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, I missed what you just said.
Let's go full disclosure, though. I knew that Taylor was gone, and in this moment where I decided, you know what, I'm not going to panic, I'm going to seamlessly...
You did it.
Forge everybody ahead. I'm going to just forge everyone ahead.
Talking.
Exactly. I wanted to get you back here, and I
but
did.
I think that you're teaming up on Bills, Chiefs.
All I wanted to say was we were so convinced, Taylor. You and I were both so convinced that this would be the year. You know, I said, okay, are we sure that neither one of us is going to say Mahomes conference championship? Are we sure neither one of us is going to say the Chiefs are going to be in the AFC championship again for the sixth straight season? And we both looked at each other and nodded and said, okay, I'll hold your hand. If you hold my hand, the Chiefs won't be in the AFC championship. The Bills are going to do it.
But again, we saw them play earlier this season, Chiefs and Bills, and it came down to the wire. And so did this one. What would have happened if the Bills had made the field goal? It would have been. Who would have won the game then? This is like a game of inches. Two of the best teams, two of the best quarterbacks. And what I liked that I saw from Josh Allen is that you didn't see him throw a pick. There was almost one, but you didn't see him throw a pick, which has kind of been the, you know, like his kryptonite. When he gets flustered, frazzled, he just throws the ball in hopes that one of his receivers catch it. You didn't see him do that once.
In fact, quite the opposite, Taylor. Twice he threw the ball remarkably down the field and his receivers didn't make a play on the ball either time. I mean, twice he had a play that would have changed the game entirely and it didn't happen. He also put the ball on the ground but did not lose the fumble. Incredibly. I just want to say this much. The Bills had the opportunity to win that game, Taylor. It felt as if the breaks were going against the Chiefs. Even in the regular season game, the break went against the Chiefs.
It was as advertised, one of the most exciting games to watch. Just thrilling what both of those quarterbacks can do. But at the end of the day, it wasn't the Bills offense that came up short. It was the Bills defense.
You'd have to say 27 points. And Taylor, I mean, is the league just going to change another rule again to help the Bills beat the Chiefs? I mean, maybe there should be a rule that the Bills just aren't allowed to face the Chiefs. Can we just redesign? There should always be a reseeding that somehow takes the Chiefs somewhere else if the Bills are there. Maybe that's the rule that the league needs to instill, because Josh Allen put it so perfectly. It sucks to lose to them, but it sucks to lose overall. But he did have to at least admit, it's that opponent in particular.
We also haven't seen the Chiefs offense play like that all season. We haven't seen him score two touchdowns in a game. We haven't seen him get as many yards. I mean, he was unstoppable.
But not only was Kelce unstoppable, and again, by the way, the greatest quarterback receiver duo in the postseason of all time is now Mahomes and Kelce.
Oh, is it?
The most touchdowns in the playoffs with a receiver quarterback duo is Kelce and Mahomes. So not that we weren't expecting them to obliterate the record books, and of course they have. How about this, Taylor? Can we just say this out loud? Patrick Mahomes since he became a starter, he's in the AFC Championship game every year. I mean, the rest of our lives.
Doesn't know a January without being in the AFC Championship game.
To ask, I did this to my father last night. Hey, Dad, how many times since Patrick Mahomes has been the starter for the Chiefs has he not been in the AFC Championship game? And even an aggressive guess is, once. Yeah.
Are they the next dynasty like the Patriots were?
They already are, Taylor. It's happened. It's done. For them, 6 consecutive trips to the AFC Championship game, it's a dynasty. It's that. You could take 2 years of Patrick Mahomes' career.
They need out. A few first.
To win another one, of course, yes. And an it should never be unlikely. We should never say unlikely Chiefs Super Bowl because it should be likely as long as Mahomes is there. And frankly, as long as Reed and Mahomes are together. But this seems already like an unlikely run for them, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It does. You know, again, first road game of Mahomes' career, which is just a ridiculous statistic anyway, right? To think that the dominance has been there. By the way, how about this, Taylor? This I love this. I saw this and I sent it to you immediately. But Mahomes has 5 consecutive seasons of 2 or more playoff wins, which, by the way, is the most in NFL history by 2 games. Brady did it 3 consecutive years of 2 playoff wins or more, and Brady's and Mahomes has done it 5 times. So I guess with that.
So do you think that the Chiefs win Sunday?
Okay, so with that, we'll turn to some predictions. Should we do the right thing and pick the NFC first?
Yeah.
Okay. So the NFC Championship, Taylor, you've been pretty well. Let's give us credit on a couple of things. I said no team in the AFC could go to the Super Bowl except for the Ravens or the Chiefs. I said that for 3/4 of the season, and I stuck to that. I said Ravens or Chiefs, nobody else, don't even talk about it.
I threw the Browns in there. I threw the Dolphins in there.
The Jags had a second where we considered it. Yes. But I said, I'm sorry, it's Ravens or it's Chiefs. That's what we have. In the NFC, you were better about this than I was. I said no team other than the Niners or Eagles. I could still end up being right, of course. But I said no team other than the Niners or Eagles could possibly represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. We'll see. You opened the door a couple of times to the Cowboys and the Lions, and here we are. And I got to give us credit for that because we stuck to our guns that way. But now that we're here with what Dan Campbell has done, and look, I wrote it down. I wrote down my picks. They're wrong for sure when the playoffs started. But one thing I did have, Taylor, in this, once it came down to it, once the playoffs started, I did say Detroit-San Francisco NFC Championship game. So I did have 2 little moments for Detroit. Wow. But – do I think they could have another? You've been pretty bullish about the Niners. Yeah, you've been pretty bullish about the Niners.
I think when the Niners want to play and turn it on, they can turn it on. We've seen them get beat. I mean, for all intents and purposes, they should have been beat by the
Packers. Yeah. Yeah, that game was, I mean, that game.
The Ravens were able to do with them to them on Christmas. But I think that the 49ers are a better team.
Yeah, I mean, if Carlson makes that kick and the McCaffrey touchdown only ties the game instead of puts them up, who knows, right? I mean, there's a lot in that game that could have happened differently. I mean, frankly, if Jordan Love doesn't on first down of that final drive go for it all and throw the pick, I mean, who knows? There was a lot that could happen there. But the Niners made that play defensively, and Bosa was all over him too. I mean, yeah, I'm going to say the Niners have been circling this with the idea that if Purdy was healthy, that game would have gone differently against the Eagles last year. So
had the quarterbacks not gotten injured last year,
that's what they've been circling.
They've been circling. This is their game.
Goff, by the way, has lost his last 5 games against the Niners. Taylor, you know, he didn't have great, you know, obviously the history there in LA was not tremendous, that the Niners really had it over the Rams while he was there. And so it feels like the Lions have had an amazing run and it'll end. It does. I suppose nothing would shock me at this point that Dan Campbell is able to do, but
go on the road to Santa Clara.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, the bottom line is I wrote the Niners down for the NFC here when the playoffs started. And again, I had said all year that no team other than the Niners or Eagles could go from the NFC. So I'll stick to that. We both have the Niners representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. So now let's turn our attention back to Mahomes and this year's clear MVP, Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, what a historic performance. Can we just say that? By the way, Taylor, my favorite moment of the weekend for sure is Lamar running up the tunnel a la Bo Jackson after his second run touchdown.
Because
it was so good. I mean, that was not shoving it to anybody. The game was over at that point. It's a 3-touchdown game at that point. I mean, it's over there. And it was just the exuberance of, don't talk to me about my 1-3 playoff record, right? Don't remind me that this game was tied at half.
They get past the first round.
This was his moment, Taylor. This was, as much as 2019 from an MVP regular season was spectacular, Lamar was...
He's just a way more dynamic quarterback now.
It's really fluid. Everything about what Lamar does on the field feels fluid. It feels like water watching him play. It just does.
Because they've got now at receiver. He's able to throw the ball.
I love when the broadcast showed, Taylor, that on the incomplete in the end zone to Isaiah Likely early in the game, and Likely was saying, "Hey, throw the ball high next time to me." And then on the touchdown to Likely, they show that clearly Lamar did throw the ball up to him. It was, you can just tell what a symbiotic relationship there between his backup tight end and Lamar Jackson, right? I mean, think of doing this, you know, without Mark Andrews, even, Taylor, to this point. I'll go first because I want to really hear from you on this. I'm going to say, based on the fact that neither one of us took Mahomes last week and we were just left, you know, saying, wow, how could we not? I'll be the representative this week that at least says, you know what? I said it last. Do you remember, Taylor, last year when it was Eagles and Chiefs going into that Super Bowl game and we made predictions before the Super Bowl? I said, you know what? I think we're just living in the era of Patrick Mahomes and all of this is going to be a footnote. And I said, I think the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, unfortunately, are going to be a footnote in this Mahomes story. That's what I said going into the Super Bowl. And it was hard and painful to say that for me, you know, being an Eagles fan. But that's what I felt, is this is just the Mahomes period of time we're living in. So I'll stick to that. I'll stick to, this is Mahomes time. This is about the Chiefs. And I'll say Niners and Chiefs in a rematch. But what do you see for this AFC Championship game in Baltimore? You know, on the road, the Chiefs have been in 6 straight, but they've not been on the road for one of these. Mahomes hasn't.
I'm biased, but I'm going to take Baltimore. And I do think that a lot of it is the home field advantage and just how loud they got last weekend. It caused them to 3 penalties, jumping off sides. It was deafening loud. And I think that the Ravens have the better team.
They've had
do I think that Mahomes season. Can go down the field and score. He's used to scoring quicker, faster, more often than Lamar has. Absolutely. But I think that the Ravens have the better team. I think their defense has been holding teams to no offensive touchdowns. Yes, they let one up last week, but that was special teams.
That was not an offensive touchdown. They were unbelievable against the Texans, Taylor. And that second half was perfection. And if they, I mean, even again, if Mahomes scores 17-24, I still think it's a game that the Ravens can win offensively. And Taylor, let's just say it, even though I took Kansas City, the Ravens had 10 wins this season against teams that finished over 500. I mean, what they did, and not only that, just absolutely taking out the legs of the Dolphins, the Niners in San Francisco, the Lions, the Seahawks. I mean, the Ravens, teams at the time when they played the Ravens that were feeling good about themselves, the Ravens just ended any hope for those teams. And
I've been joking about it all year, from before I even knew if the Ravens were going to truly be able to hold up and maintain how good they were in the beginning of the season. But I've been saying, we're going to send Taylor Swift home in the AFC Championship game with teardrops on her guitar. And I truly think that could be the case.
That would be spectacular. And one other note before we go, Taylor. I mean, to think that John Harbaugh could win one in a year when he's
the same year as his brother. It's wild. And then think about it, if it's a 49ers-Ravens Super Bowl.
That it's that rematch of the brothers. The rematch of the brothers.
I know
that it was that Super Bowl where the lights went out. I mean, it just unbelievable memories there. And, you know, the Niners are, by the way, the Niners were on the doorstep in that Super Bowl, by the way. You know, Kaepernick had them right there in that game, and they couldn't, you know, the Ravens got the stop on fourth down. They kept throwing it to Crabtree and it wouldn't happen. And wow, what an unbelievable one. Well, Taylor, look, we will see. We've certainly covered it. I see I'm going to go Niners-Chiefs. You see it as Niners-Ravens. And I just cannot wait to get together again and see.